Mayor Tom Barrett has consistently asserted that he's doing everything possible to tend to Milwaukee's lead in water challenge. The problem doesn't lie in water mains, but rather the service lines that pipe water directly into homes. And for at least 70,000 homes, those pipes are made of lead. Young children and pregnant women are particularly threatened if that lead flakes or leaches into their household water supply. And a group that calls itself FLAC, Freshwater for Life Action Coalition, says it has evidence that Mayor Barrett is not doing enough. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Robert Miranda is determined to keep the lead and water issue front and center among city leaders. He's spokesperson for the group called FLAC, or Freshwater for Life Action Coalition. Miranda says the coalition requested records from January 2015 through 2017 of any meetings Mayor Barrett held with the Milwaukee Health Department. Miranda wanted to determine how frequently they discussed the health department's progress in informing the public and later as it began distributing free water filters. Miranda says these are called accountability and management meetings and are routine among city departments reporting to the mayor. In the case of the health department, Miranda says,
we saw that from January 2015 to December 2015, we saw that they were establishing this pattern of meetings going on about every 2 to 3 months.
Miranda says in 2016, the meeting frequency dropped.
After a meeting in June, they didn't meet for 8 months after.
During that time, a task force was formed, made up of city leaders and community advocates. That was after Mayor Barrett advised families, especially with young children and pregnant women, install lead-safe water filters. Miranda says community concern was mounting.
So either the mayor has given us an indication that he is being nonchalant and doesn't care about our concerns, and that's why he hasn't been holding these meetings and making his staff move forward on these lead issues, or we're missing some documents. I'm inclined to believe we're missing some documents. And I'm inclined to believe that the mayor hasn't provided us with all the documents that we should have in order to determine how much he really knew about what was going on at the health department.
Early this year, news erupted that the health department had mismanaged its childhood lead program and failed to send thousands of families notification when their kids tested high for lead. The health commissioner abruptly resigned. Miranda says he plans to send Mayor Barrett a letter and is asking for a response in writing. Miranda hopes his move propels the mayor to amp up public education and establish a strategic funding and lead lateral removal plan. Mayor Barrett has maintained he's taking the situation seriously and is getting to the bottom of mismanagement within the health department. His chief of staff, Patrick Curley, released a statement Thursday after FLAC's criticism. Curley wrote, quote, FLAC and its spokesman appear to be more interested in getting themselves media attention than addressing lead paint, the primary cause of lead poisoning. Curley went on to suggest FLAC put its energy into lobbying for state and federal funding for lead lateral replacement that could add up to a $750 million project. You can read the entire statement on our website. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.